You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hand off to Cook. Through a hole and darts it to the open, and he is G-O-N-E gone. 20, 10, 5, touchdown, James Cook, as the cook is in the kitchen for the first time in three games. It's a screenplay to him, blockers in front, gets up the sideline, but he's met by Hairston, who drops him at the 29. There's some physical play from the rookie. Back to pass, quick hitter to Shakir, spins away from the defender, he's up the sideline, 35-30, down to the 20, cuts it back, 15-10-5, touchdown, Khalil Shakir, old reliable, goes 54 yards to the end zone. Takes the snap, four-man rush, back to pass, but Hoyt collapsing the pocket again, and he's after him, and he's got him on a second effort for the sack. The Canadian Crusher drops him.
Chris Brown on the Buffalo Bills Radio Network on the calls right there. Sal Capaccio with you right here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Let's waste no time and get the phone lines fired up today with your calls on a Buffalo football victory Monday for the first time here in a month, right? Last time was week four. We're to week eight. Bills get a victory 40-9 over the Carolina Panthers. And of course, our victory Monday, Buffalo, WGR Sports Radio 550 Extra Point Show is brought to you by and presented by Catholic Health, the right way to care, and brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com, and by Northtown Hyundai, Western New York's premier Hyundai dealership. Shop online at northtownhyundai.com. We have a whole bunch to get to today, but first and foremost, of course, you getting on the phone lines at 803-0550. You know how this works on a Monday? Win or lose, a couple losses we've had, then a bye week, and now back to winning ways. And the Bills have a big 31-point victory over the Carolina Panthers. And how this works is you give a call, the floor is yours, what you liked, what you didn't like, questions, comments, concerns. Bills with a big win Sunday and a big game next Sunday against the Kansas City Chiefs. We are live on the YouTube stream. Are we on Twitch too or just YouTube? We're on Twitch as well, Owen tells me. Okay. We're live on YouTube. We're live on Twitch. So you might be watching on Twitch. I got the YouTube stream pulled up, and I'll just say hello to everybody out there. We got Jake and Dirt and JT and Sabbath and the cast of characters coming in. And if I miss you, I'm sorry. AC, Todd, thank you very much for coming aboard today. You guys can chat away. I will be here with you doing the show, and you can talk amongst yourselves and whatever else you got going on a Buffalo football victory Monday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR. Okay, 40-9. You heard a few things there from Chris Brown on the calls, I should say. James Cook, Maxwell Hairston, Khalil Shakir, and Michael Hoyt. And I think those are four names that really helped, you know, this team to victory. Now, Hairston, yes, he did, but more so for him was getting out there and playing. We'll get to all of that in a minute because I have Arrow Up, Arrow Down at WGR550.com. I'd like you to go take a look at that at some point today because I always write, you know, what I liked, what I didn't like about the game, my instant reactions, not seeing the 30,000-foot view from the television and all 22, just instant reactions from seeing what I see, eye level on the field, box score, things like that. And what I saw on the field yesterday, overall for the Buffalo Bills, was a dominant, and I mean dominant, running game. Folks, James Cook is special. He is special. He is great at what he does. Look, this morning, James Cook is second in the NFL right now in rushing behind only Jonathan Taylor, who's putting together, by the way, a historic season in his own right for the Indianapolis Colts. James Cook, though, is averaging more yards per carry than Jonathan Taylor. After seven games, an NFL running back, James Cook, is averaging 6.0 yards a carry on 126 carries. It's amazing. 753 yards. Now, Taylor's played an extra game. He's got 850. Cook could pass him once the Colts have their bye week, whenever that is. I'll have to look up. But the point here is, though, about James Cook and the day and the season he's having, the day he had yesterday, I think I'd be remiss not to start with his historic performance. 216 yards rushing. And, I mean, to put it in perspective, that rushing performance was the sixth best all-time in franchise history, a franchise that's existed for over 60 years, and it was the best performance, yards-wise, since 1976. I said to James Cook after the game in the locker room, I said, dude, that's the best performance since I was 2 years old, and I'm an old dude. And he just kind of laughed. It's crazy. Think about it. 1976. I was three, actually. But it's crazy. And the dominant run game was because of a dominant offensive line and excellent run game play calling. I have never seen that many toss sweeps in my life. And guess what? It was working and effective, and that's why you keep doing it. Did a live podcast last night after the game with Matt Bove on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo, and someone in the chat box said all they did was run toss sweep. Yeah, that's right, because it worked and it was great. Keep running it. Just keep running it until they stop it. And there were a couple times they did, and especially after you took James Cook out, and that's kind of what I mean by when you watch him, he's special. Like, James Cook just is different. And to see that performance up close last night, that was historic. To be on the field, very cool to watch that. And yes, James Cook does smile, and so does Josh Allen. After his long run, well, he had two, but the real long one you heard there for the touchdown, 64 yards, big smile on his face, he leaps into the end zone, and then Josh Allen comes over as a big smile. Grandma said to smile, Josh Allen smiled after that, I'll tell you that. Saw that up close and personal. That was a great performance. Okay, so what I also saw on the field was a passing game that struggled again. And there are several reasons for it. But first and foremost, the biggest reason in the passing game that this team is struggling is, once again, they are having trouble getting open. Receivers are having trouble getting open. And it was evident in that long scramble play for Josh that he took a really long, like 16-yard loss. That wasn't like Josh Allen trying to be a hero ball. I guess it was in that sense, but it wasn't like it was his first couple years in the league where he just doesn't know what to do. He's running around and trying to make a play. It's, I can't find anybody open. I'm going to keep this alive as long as I can. And then he ultimately couldn't. I thought he should have thrown it away, by the way. But Josh Allen also struggled himself in the first half. And I know that's tough to say on Buffalo radio sometimes for fans, but it's true. And he said it. He said his first half wasn't up to his standard. His feet didn't feel comfortable. He was 6 of 13 for 66 yards in the first half. That's not good enough. In the second half, you could say he wasn't much better, but he actually was statistically. It was 6 for 6, and they didn't ask him to do much. I think 6 for 6, 97 yards. One was a long catch and run, which goes on the stat sheet, but 6 for 6, settled down, didn't ask him to do much. But Josh wasn't firing accurately enough in the first half. And overall, when you add that and combine it with receivers not being able to get open, that's a recipe for a passing game that struggles. Now, thank goodness this running game was so good. But when you see a running game that is so good, it is so dominant, It's supposed to help the passing game open, and just didn't see that yesterday. You hope that at some point it does happen, but can it happen with the current group they have? Now, Joshua Palmer being hurt, I do think is a significant blow to the offense. I think he's a guy that you can, you know, rely on to get a little bit more separation, get open like he did against Atlanta a couple times before he got hurt, but they still need more. I believe Gabe Davis is going to play for this team sometime soon. Now, I'm not here to tell you Gabe Davis is the savior, but think about the team and the organization, the way they view things. They're going to have to give up assets to go get somebody from the outside. That person's got to get up to speed to come in, get on the same page. I think internally, Gabe is probably somebody that they'll hope can help contribute. Yesterday, I thought that would be Curtis Samuel. I thought that would be Keon Coleman. That didn't happen. Keon got a couple of throws and catches a little bit later in the game. But early on, there was a ball. I couldn't tell if it was Kincaid or Coleman. I thought it was Kincaid. Josh was trying to throw to. He was short. Coleman was deep. Kind of went in between them. There was another one where Coleman turned around. Maybe should have taken another step back to the quarterback. Nice play by the DB. Knocks it down. They couldn't really get in rhythm there. And you don't want to say forcing it to Keon Coleman, but you know, maybe a couple times they did that as the game went on to get him a couple touches. You know, you don't want to see that happen a lot, I should say, and rely on that. They're going to need some help here at wide receiver. I think it's clear to everybody. Here is the issue, though, and I want to reiterate this again because I've said this many times. Folks, you can't just snap your fingers and go out and trade for a number one wide receiver. And in fact, most number one, if we want to term it that way, these elite guys, number one guys who do everything for you, most number one wide receivers just aren't available and you get them in the offseason. That's how it works. You either draft one and you hope he becomes a number one right away, but it's not happening in some places like in Jacksonville with Brian Thomas Jr. Right? That's not a guarantee that can happen. Or you trade for one like the Bills did with Stephon Diggs back in 2020. That's generally not something you can do at the trade deadline. It's not impossible. What does that cost you? Number one, the assets given up. But the two barriers the Bills really face here to do something like that are, number one, I don't know what team is going to trade a number one wide receiver to you, a top-end receiver. I'm not even looking at it that way anymore. When people say number one, I think the Bills just need some help. I think they need a guy that can help separate, a guy that can get down the field, a guy that can threaten the defense more vertically. And in intermediate routes to open things up for other players. To me, that was always a guy like Rashid Shaheed. I think Shaheed is kind of a perfect kind of fit for what they need. Also because he returns punts and kicks and they are struggling in that area as well. They need a little bit more juice there. And that would be a guy you could kind of use in both areas on the roster. So I think Shaheed comes to mind for me. But is he a number one? No. But who are you getting at number one? Are the Saints really going to trade Chris Olave? I don't know. That'd be great, but he's had some concussion issues. They say they're not going to trade him. And the issue with a team giving you a player like that is that team, whoever that is, they don't just want to offload really good players if they're young and they're rebuilding and they want to sign those guys again. So it costs you a lot. Okay, that's number one. Number two, and most importantly, and toughest, I think, here is the salary cap. Now, there are guys, $3, $4 million base salaries, you get it down to $1, $2 million, you can afford that because it's prorated rest of the year. But that's some maneuvering. That's contract restructures. There's not a lot of those left the Bills can do. They've done that over the years. They've kicked the can down the road. Again, it's not as easy as people make it out to be a lot just to go and get a wide receiver. But I do think the Bills have to do everything they can to investigate as much as they can to do that. Because that is the one thing in one area of this team right now that I think is holding them back the most on offense. You have the league MVP. You have Josh Allen. It is great to watch this run game. It's amazing. They are great at running the football. They're going to face a team, like they did in the New England Patriots, by the way, a couple weeks ago, that's going to have a nice plan and do a nice job to slow the run game down. Now, the Bills actually had decent numbers overall against the Patriots, but it wasn't dominant like it was yesterday.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
By a wide margin. And when that happens, you have to have answers in the passing game. And as great as Josh Allen is, he needs people to be able to be open to throw the ball to. And I'm not seeing enough of that, but I don't think it's that easy just to snap your fingers and have that happen. This isn't all on Joe Brady either. Can Joe Brady do a better job? Sure. We can pick apart a play here, a play there. Get this guy schemed open. Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? I want to take a different approach. I want to throw this one at you. When people criticize Joe Brady for throwing tunnel screen after tunnel screen and short pass after short pass, I say maybe he's doing that because he knows he can't throw the ball down the field. So in order to get the ball to these guys and maybe break a tackle, that's how you have to do it. That is the job of an offensive coordinator. It's not just to go on Madden and pick a play and choose it and go, oh yeah, I got my guy running a Z fly. By the way, I used to play a game. What was it? It wasn't Stratomatic, another game. They had these little cards. And they had the names. It was called Z Fly, because the Z receiver would want to fly. You say, Z Fly. We just ran Z Fly all the time, baby. And you spin the wheel, and it goes, brrr, bam. Oh, yeah, touchdown, Z Fly.
I've never heard of that. I've only ever heard of Stratomatic, the other one.
Well, Stratomatic's the stat one.
Yes.
This was like a card you match up with another guy, with defense and offense. I'm running Z Fly. What are you running? Oh, cover three. And you put it together, and you spin a wheel. And then the wheel would like land on a certain spot on the board on the card.
Yeah.
And it'd be like a 10-yard gain, incomplete, or Z fly, touchdown, baby.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, right? So the point is you can't just run Z fly and spin the wheel. That's not how it works in the NFL, right? I mean, you have other teams and coordinators and players who are trying to stop you. And if Joe Brady sees that he can't get the ball down the field in a normal passing fashion, his alternative is to A, run the ball, which they've been good at, and B, throw short passes and get it to guys and get some blocks and get down the field. And that's what they did yesterday with Khalil Shakir. Okay, that's offense. I'll get to your phone calls in just a second. Let's get to the defense. So much made about the defense and what they could do or not do during the bye week. And boy, do we have a lot to chew on today. Because A, and I gave Arrow up to this, if you're going to criticize the coaching staff and coaching for defense and run game and personnel and all that, then I think you have to give them credit, too, for what they did yesterday. They came out of the bye week and said, we are changing personnel. They had, now, granted, two guys were coming back from suspension. We knew that. But, man, Michael Hoyt played a lot and was really, really good and effective. And they put him everywhere just as expected. I'd been saying for weeks, I'm super excited to see Michael Hoyt. I think he'll make a difference. And it was. He was. And I saw it with my own eyes at training camp and in preseason, how much they wanted to use this guy around the board, and they did. Larry Ogunjobi was pretty good. We'll get to the injury to Ed Oliver. That sucks, obviously, for the Bills if he's going to be out for long term, and it looks like that could be the case. Max Harrison, though, infusion of bam. How about that? Put him right on the field. I was stunned when they activated him Saturday night, and then for him to play right away. And he did a good job. And then you have Jordan Hancock coming in at safety on passing downs. The Bills got faster and more athletic in one game. Bam. Because of Hoyt and Hancock and Hairston. And then at linebacker, Matt Milano's out again because they're managing him to get him ready and not have him have a setback. Terrell Bernard, he was out as far as playing. He was active, but he didn't play. They didn't really want to use him, emergency basis only. Folks, they started this game. The starting linebackers were three. Shaq Thompson, Dorian Williams, Joe Andreessen. And that group shut down one of the best running backs in the league. Give the defensive coaching staff credit, personnel changes, and give the players credit for doing a great job of finally being buttoned up on tackling. And the coaches for that as well, for working on that last week a lot. And then, of course, you have Sean McDermott now a part of at least calling the defense. He did not deny when asked yesterday in postgame if he was calling the defense, like a lot of you noticed on the TV screen that he might have been doing. He did not deny it. He didn't give an outright admission that he was doing it. What he said was, it's a joint effort between him and Bobby Babich. So we have changes right now on the defense. I'm kind of excited to see what those changes result in against the Kansas City Chiefs. Nervous anticipation, excited, because the Chiefs are so darn good at what they do on offense. But I want to see how this translates and what happens going forward. All right. That's my spiel. Now it's your turn. 803-0550. Rick in Brockport starts us off. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Sal. How are you, man?
Good, thanks.
Hey, listen, you know, yesterday, great game. I think I only have a lot of things to complain about with what you just got done talking about, all the injuries and certain things that are still going on. But I want to touch on something that I saw from the game film last night. At 1:48 at the halftime, when Josh plowed over, he covered up the ball, he covered up his wrist, and I watched after he went off the field and he was high-fiving and low-fiving people with his right throwing hand. And as soon as he got off of the field, he was shaking his right hand real violently like he's been doing about the numbness that goes on. And I'm wondering if that's one of the biggest reasons why we can't get the ball downfield and that he has the Aaron Judge-type injury to his wrist and his his forearm, and is causing him to have difficulty throwing the ball downfield. I certainly don't want Kansas City or anybody else to know this, but it was clear what he did. And if you watch the film,
I'll go back and I'll look. But here's what I'll tell you: I mean, he has not been on the injury report at all.
Right.
So I don't know. I'll look more closely, Rick, and I appreciate you bringing it up, and maybe others noticed too. Could have been maybe he got a stinger on that particular play. I'm not really sure. I'll go back and look, though. I appreciate that. But he hasn't been on the injury report. And, you know, we know that, Josh takes some hits sometimes, and he got a little bit beat up in that Atlanta game. He's had 2 weeks. Nobody said anything about him dealing with anything, but I'll take a look at it. And 1:48, he said at the end of the half. I haven't seen anything on the sidelines. You know, from me as a sideline reporter, I'll tell you, that's why, you know, you get the insight here on the show after the game. I haven't seen any trainers coming over to him on the sidelines. I would tell you if that were the case, because we have to report it. But thanks for that, and I'll take a look. Rob in Connecticut. What's up, Rob?
Good morning, Mr. Capaccio. How are you doing this fine morning?
Well, it's a Buffalo Victory Football Monday, so I'm doing well.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for being my eyes. You know, I was thoroughly happy, even though I was unable to pay attention to the game yesterday. I was out and about, but I would check my phone, you know, from time to time. And I saw there was 19-3 at the half. And then, I checked it later and I was like, you know what? The defense is doing their job. And I was completely happy with the Canadian Crusher, Mad Max, and Okungbowi. It was everything that I expected. And I'm thoroughly happy with that. Of course, I was listening to the after the post game show, and you know, of course, we're all talking about we need that receiver or this or that. That's the one thing that, you know, I agree with. I'm not complaining, but Josh needs a little bit of help, but I think we're going to be fine. But I was thoroughly happy with the way the defense performed, because that's all we've been complaining about as fans, the defense this, the defense that, and going into this game, how are we going to stop the run? Because I guess their running back was a beast, but I just wanted to say that I was in North Carolina last week. I missed all of WGR 550 because I was representing Connecticut in a visually impaired person's pitching tournament at Outer Banks. It was a national tournament. 540 people were competing. I represented Connecticut because I won first place.
Love it.
In May. And I sprinkled a little luck down there with wearing my Salute to Military Service Buffalo Bills hoodie. And I was getting a lot of, you know, hey, you're a Bills fan? I'd say, yep. And then we're not going to lose three in a row. So we didn't lose three in a row.
All right. Well, listen, thanks, buddy. Congratulations to you. Love it. Great to hear. Appreciate you. Very, very cool of you. And to share that story, that's awesome. All right. So... want to go to the previous caller. I just went back. I found it. I'm watching the video. Josh scores a touchdown. He's running off. He's literally using his right hand to high-five everybody, low-five everybody, as the caller said, right? Then there's a shot of him as he gets to the sidelines, and he shakes it, but I actually think he's like, let's go shake it. I don't think he's shaking it in pain, to be honest with you. So I don't know. I mean, you could look at it that way, I guess. I don't think so. This seems like nothing to me. He actually takes his helmet off with his right hand. And he puts the helmet on. I'm still watching. He's got his right hand, I'm watching it right now. Takes the helmet off, puts it down, puts the ball cap on. I think he was shaking his hand like, let's go, good job. I don't think it was anything dealing with pain. Just that's my take on it. Let's go to Mike in PA. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal, good morning. Yeah, I'm going to rant a little bit, if you allow me to. I'm just disturbed that the Bills allowed the wide receivers to get to this point. Going off of what they had last year, fans were calling at it, and they were just so stubborn that they didn't make moves. I don't know if they could because of the salary cap or whatever, but they should have drafted one. Teams are doing that around the league and having success with it. They're just really, in my opinion, they're wasting one of the best passers in football's career, his prime, and they're. I don't know that they can do anything at the trade deadline. I feel like that backs them up even more. So, I mean, I want them to do something. I'm wondering if Gabe Davis is not going to be their plan B for all of this. And we kind of know what Gabe Davis is all about. I'm tired of these retread people coming into Buffalo. I want new young people around our stud quarterback. It's doing a disservice to Josh Allen to have retreads on the defensive side of the ball too. I mean, some of them might come back and play good for like Poyer. I thought played okay yesterday, but a lot of the time, you know what they are. You didn't sign them to an extension. You let them go. Other teams let them go. And then you put them on your team. I'm not a fan of that anymore. I don't want that. And now with Ed Oliver going down, you know, I'm wondering if defensive tackle is something they have to address and make a splash play. And more so than wide receiver, I know they had a good game yesterday on the defensive side of the ball. And I know there was a lot of positive, especially with Hoyt coming in. But, man, we're going to find out what this team's all about. And Brandon Bean, I'd hate to be you if Kansas City comes in and rips us apart and we have no answer to keep up with them because, boy, the fans are going to be calling in then.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the phone call. I think you share a lot of frustration that a lot of fans do. And I do think Gabe Davis is one of the plans. We'll see where that goes with him. I don't, again, think it means like, oh, that Gabe Davis is going to come in and save everything. But I do think that he'll play at some point. I think he's getting close. We'll find out about that. The Bills do have one open roster spot. And yeah, the Ed Oliver injury is going to really hurt this team. And if you want to go out and get a defensive tackle, that's just another spot where you got to trade for. And do you have the money and do you have the assets to go have all these trades? It's hard to do, folks. So I think defensive tackle is actually one of those areas where you generally can find some veterans who can do a, you know, base level enough job for you, right? Versus at wide receiver or at corner. Maybe, you know, you could, because it's a rotational spot. And if you can have a guy that's like, hey, run stuffer, fill up a hole, something like that. But Ed just does so much for this team, and he was dominant again yesterday before he got hurt. We'll get to the Barnes Firm injury report after this timeout. We'll come back here. We'll take more of your phone calls. Good start to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Victory Monday on WGR.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me. Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.